is if we did feel better about the schools, we would feel better about it because it's a resource and an asset that's bringing more people in to then pay these taxes to then support the school and the whole, you know. But
also, I think, you know, I look at it in terms of a competitive context, and you can accept it or not accept it. I don't think we're a magnet for national entities of a scale that are debating, should I move my manufacturing to Texas, California, Mississippi, or New York? Of course you're right. New York is one of the highest tax states. I think our competitors for people, resources, and employment are folks up and down the Hudson Valley and within the surrounding area, and they already know the skinny about New York State, and the question is not New York State, it's us versus a Beacon, Poughkeepsie, Albany, whatever, and on the real estate side, maybe fancy town. And I may be wrong, but I think for the scale that we can bring here, we can't bring in the mega entity that's going to locate to Texas or Florida, and their other option is Hudson. I think we're going to compete more and more with folks up and down the Hudson Valley, and we should be conscious of what they're offering, not just from a tax point of view, but from a school point of view, from a government, you know, just saying.
Yeah. Public schools can be turned around. This, I didn't grow up in Hudson, but I grew up just a little bit farther away from it, and this was a superb public school system as short as 20 years ago. It can happen. And we've seen Germantown turn itself around in a decade. It's doable. I don't want to lose sight of that. I mean, and that's why young families do move to areas where the public school system is.
Nick, out of curiosity,
yes,
did you get any statistics on the median or mean age of the teaching staff?
No, I didn't. So
that's,
I don't know.
Question.
It's a good
question.
My sense is that it skews rather old.
Yeah. And that could be a reason that...
Well, it's because of the way that the contracts are arranged.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to lay this all necessarily on teachers. A lot of it could also be inspirational, too, as far as the administrative inspiration, too.
Well, it's systemic. You have an organization that's tailspinning. Nobody wants to spend a lot of time. Whether it is or it isn't, that's a perception. Certainly the educational outcomes are demonstrably for shit. They just are.
Well, and just take some of the blame, or whatever we call it, away from the teachers.
Yeah.
I know from one of the videos from the last big meeting, the teachers were complaining that you know, they didn't even have the authority of control to discipline students anymore. And that's a big...
Well, that happens at the administrative and the supervisory level, and let's perhaps hope that this superintendent or her successor can do it.
Well,
I mean, it's doable.
Correctly. It is, and we're not going to solve the school situation in this meeting, or certainly in a day. And, you know, a lot of these comments, too, are anecdotal that we have picked up along the way from all of our meetings, whether or not each of us individually believe any of the bullets. No, they can all. We could all be here all day talking about all of them, but just recognizing that this is kind of what's percolating is really kind of where we are.
So
and everything's changed. Everything's changed. You know, from the teachers, the aging out, the pandemic, remote working, rubrics required. Like, the list goes on and on in terms of just the new day across a lot of sectors.
So this is sort of the landscape of things that we've been asked to think about, or we're constantly personally thinking about. It's quite a wide variety of initiatives, job creation, public safety, transportation, child care, truck route, the parks, property off the tax rolls, housing, too many for us to deal with every one of them. So it's based on our conversations at the Skilling the Gap and some of the people who presented us with information at that, and our conversations with each other in the meantime. You can go on to the next slide.
Hold on one second, Chris. That's a great chart, is what I want to say. I love that chart.
Do we have access to this?
It's a range of stuff.
It's a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Okay, we can send it to you.
And it just, you know, you draw the dots. All of those things impact on people's ability to work and prosper in our little, which is great.
Thank you. It's, I didn't look it up. That's what we all know. I mean, it does require that we think clearly about all of that, and we must always bear